wouldn't hurt him. They promised me that. They promised me they wouldn't hurt him. And they got me as I left the club. There were about 15 of them. Oh, well, they look very smart in their Pringle sweaters. But everybody knows they're lunatics. They carry Stanley knives and they use them. They got me and said,
"Are you Sandra Jenkins?"
I said, "What's it to you?" Then they said,
"Show us where he is."
And they threatened to cut me face. What could I do? I'm not one to be conceited, but I've always been thought pretty. I've sort of relied on it, I suppose. And last week, he said he was finishing with me. He said it wasn't safe for me to be seen with him now they were after him. Well, I had thought it was an excuse, that he'd found some stuck-up, mousy little... One of them had me by the hand. Took me ages to leave home, even though I'd gone on about it for years. Always going on about how naff it was at home. Tough nightclub, no gigs. I was always in trouble, never fitted in. So in the end, I just did a moonlight, flitted, packed me gear and I legged it to London. London, eh? The big city, Dreamtown, the Camden Palace, the Batcave, heaven. I knew all the clubs. I'd read about them in 19. Honey, all the mags. Some of me mates had gone to them on trips to town. Oh, said they race. They made our clubs look rubbish. Oh yeah, I was gonna have a ball. My mate says I could keep on this floor for a little while, till I got my own place, which wouldn't take long, in London.